We are activating your unique self-discovery one show at a time. The Orchard of Wisdom Self-Discovery Podcast are at your fingertips, just waiting to inspire and invite you in discovering just how awesome you really are and how to navigate through life in joy, enrichment, personal abundance, in mind, body, spirit, heart, and soul. All the people we bring you are here to serve you on your journey of life. Do enjoy our next show. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Sarah's View of Life, right here on selfdiscoverymedia.com. I'm your host, Sarah Troy. Well, Christmas month is upon us. Everybody is frantically shopping, trying to find that perfect gift. Everybody wanted to get into the cheer. Christmas shows are galore on the TV and everywhere else. But what does the Christmas spirit mean to you? Now, it's changed over the years for me. I no longer have my own home for everyone to come to me, so I now go to my children. This year, we're going to be having it with my son. Both of his sisters, my one daughter's husband and baby, and my son's girlfriend, and we're all going to be crammed into a two-bedroom apartment. But it's not about the where, is it? It's about the coming together. See, I think one of the things we forget about the Christmas season. Now, take religion out of it. It is meant to be Christ's birthday. We're meant to celebrate that. And various religions do. But whatever your religion is, Christmas has become a time of joy, festivities, coming together, celebrating. Now, one often wonders, is Thanksgiving in America bigger than Christmas? And because it's so close together to Christmas, how can you do both? Especially if people are coming from out of town and everything else. So maybe Christmas has just really become more about shopping and with friends rather than family, because you do the family at Thanksgiving. It really, there is no right or wrong way. It's just a question of, what are you bringing to the table? And I don't just mean food. I mean you, your heart, your spirit, your joy. See, it doesn't matter what way you believe in Christmas. It is about a time of everyone coming together. It is about a time of sharing joy, laughter, breaking bread. Just finding ways to laugh, to celebrate one another. It's not the time for arguments. It's not the time for disgruntles. It's not the time for politics. It's the time to find the things to be grateful for. And each other, to be grateful for each other, to be grateful for the opportunities and the possibilities that we have in life, the camaraderie of coming together, to sharing at that table, to maybe giving a gift or gifts, or receiving one. Always receive it with grace, whether you like it or not. It can always be paid forward. It's about kind of making that effort. We've become so disgruntled as a human race that we've forgotten how to have joy. Now, you watch a child around Christmas, the awe of the Christmas tree and the lights, all the presents, shaking them, ooh, what's in there for me? All the wonderful decorations and the aroma of the food cooking, that Christmas morning, all of that through a child's eyes is just so wondrous. And if we could go back to our childlike wonderment, excitement, and of the togetherness of what Christmas means, I think we would be in a much happier place. Remember, it's your choice if you want to be miserable at Christmas, because there's no reason to be. Now, if you are alone and you know you're going to be alone for Christmas, then I suggest you reach out to many of the organizations, your church, community centers, lots of places that are doing group Christmas Day festivities for people. Also, maybe you wish to volunteer somewhere, and then you're a part of a group, part of that festivity of giving back. Or maybe you know a few other people that you know are going to be alone, and you say, hey, let's all get together, potluck, everybody bring a dish, let's just be together. Because togetherness is what it's about. Now I'm going to turn the tide here and the view to the shopping. I've done pretty well all of my shopping for Christmas. One or two little more things to do. Lots of knickknacks. I always give my kids socks. So they've got funky Christmas socks, they've got sensible socks, and then they each have, particular gifts. Yeah, I do go overboard. It's me. It's what I love to do. I love to give a gift. I love it when it's successful. It isn't always. My vision of what I think they need and what they accept is not always on par, but it's still that joy of giving. And I love them unwrapping something or finding something that they really do like. It is, for me, something I really do enjoy, but not everybody has the budget. I can't say I do, but you can always find something inexpensive to wrap up. Maybe it's funny. Maybe it's cool. You can go off to your Value Village, your charity shops. You could go off to the secondhand shops. You've got all these Dollarama type places around. There's a lot of places that you can go and get something inexpensive that's just a nice gesture. The wrapping it up, the giving it to someone, it's just saying, I care. It's not about the price bracket. It's not about how fancy it's wrapped. It's about I took the time to pick something out for you. Now, if you are going to someone's home for a Christmas festivity, please do take them something, either a dish, flowers, or a bottle of wine, something to say thank you, because that's just appreciation. It's just good manners. And maybe even say, okay, I'm here and I'm going to do the dishes, and you did all the cooking. Don't remember, it is a participation time, not just somebody slaving away for you. Now, when you are shopping, understand everybody else is out there shopping too. That means less parking spaces, more time at the cash register. And with the short supplies that we're seeing these days due to shortage of people in the workforce, and a lot of that is due to so many people retiring, us baby boomers. I'm 68. Many of us baby boomers have retired, especially after COVID. And so a lot of the young force are not stepping up. And so this is why there's a shortage everywhere in every industry, which means also short supply of goods, because either they're not being manufactured or they're not being shipped or they're not being delivered. So please be patient. I know it can be irritating. I went looking for something the other day that is in the shops every single year, all year round, and they don't have it anywhere. And it's like, I don't understand, why this, which is an everyday product, not even a Christmas product, is not around anymore. And if there isn't enough people to manufacture, I guess the products aren't going to be around. And we've got to adjust to that. We are entering a recession, which means all of us are going to have to pull back. So, homemade gifts are wonderful to make. Arts and crafts, a picture. This is your life, little book. You kind of write a few pages of this is your life and make it fun. There's so many ways that we can do something. Making your own jam, taking over the mince tarts. There's something that we can do. It's a question of use your imagination, have patience, and get creative. Life has given us quite a huge knock in the last few years, and we're still reeling from it. Where, I said with COVID's pandemic, we were going to see an emotional pandemic and a financial pandemic come after it, and we're in the midst of that. COVID hasn't gone away, it's still there, and it's still going to hit people. We have an emotional pandemic coming out of all the changes, the restrictions, the forever online bickering over to have vaccines or not to have vaccines. And the insecurity of not knowing if your income is going to be there or your job is going to be there, or what, when we talk recession, what has to go? And we are all having to tighten our belts and prioritize our living, and we can't be as flamboyant as we were before. And this hurts industries like restaurants that used to dine out a lot, on shops that you used to go regularly by. People are fixing their cars instead of dumping them and buying a new car. People are recycling their wardrobe or going to secondhand shops and buying. We're all having to adjust, and that's okay. The one thing we need to keep very much in our mind, though, is we are still here. We still have opportunities. There are still millions of possibilities for us. We're just having to adjust and navigate through these turbulent times. And if we do it with grace, with gratitude, with love, with camaraderie and compassion, we're going to get through it, A, a lot faster, B, together, and C, with our hearts intact. Now, excuse me, I've had a cold all week. And this is also that time of season where it's very easy to get run down and pick up a cold or pick up this or pick up that. So don't forget to also take time to nurture yourself. If you are working in a store or any industry, entertainment industry, anywhere that is demanding of your job, and you're also trying to balance all the other things to do with December festivities, children at school, concerts that they're playing in, outfits that they need for the concert, the shopping they need to go to, pictures with Santa, all of these things that are demanding either as a parent or single, all the parties that you want to go to. Can you afford to have different dresses for each party? Or can you just get away with wearing the same dress and different jewelry to make it look different? All of these things, don't forget just to pace yourself and take time to be just with yourself. To center yourself, come home to self, take that deep breath, be in beautiful silence, be present with self, and nurture you. Because otherwise, things are going to be so demanding of you, you're not going to get through it. I have two children's birthdays either side of Christmas, the 15th and the 30th. My one daughter is turning 40 this year, the other one 34, and she's pregnant. So it's a big celebratory time for us. And we're doing my daughter's 40th birthday, Christmas Eve. Oh, sorry, New Year's Eve. And we're all coming together. For me, the greatest gift is when the whole family comes together. I love it. All of my kids under one roof. My son loves to cook. And so we're just going to give him the money to buy all the food, and he's going to do the cooking. He owns a restaurant. But this kind of cooking, cooking for family, it's very therapeutic for him. He loves it. Believe me, we love eating it. It's always delicious. So it's good times. Put away these high expectations of you want it to be this. Bring to the table your essence, your joy, your heart, your soul. And be a part of the Christmas festivities and just allow it to be. If you see it going off course with a conversation, lighten it up with a joke and steer it back to something that is more joyous. It's a great time of year to actually go, you know what? Maybe this has been a hard year, or maybe it's been a good year, or I never expected at the beginning of the year to have to pivot so much in this direction. And look at it as a positive thing. Keep the conversation positive. Keep it respectful. Keep it joyful. And keep it with gratitude. So while you're up there shopping and you're cursing someone because they're taking your parking spot, patience, 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 patience. When you're at the till waiting to pay for your goods, patience. When you can't find that gift that you're looking for and everybody is out, take a deep breath. And look for something else. And when you're wrapping it and nothing is wrapping up the way you want it to, just take a deep breath. Have a little drink while you're doing it. Put on some cheerful Christmas music and get in the mood, okay? Christmas is upon us. Now, next week, I'm going to be bringing up a whole load of books that I think are a good idea to buy. I'm always an advocate for books to be bought for Christmas because they're a gift that keep on giving. You can read a book just for entertainment. You can read a book that is enlightening and that is illuminating for you. You could read a book that's a self-help book, but you can read it once and then you can go back and revisit it, and it always tells you something different. It's also a wonderful thing to pass on to other people. So I have a number of authors here, so I'm going to pick out a few books that I think would be absolutely wonderful to buy as a great gift. They're all on Amazon, so it makes it very easy. You can just order them all at once. They can deliver, wrap them up, and there you go. Put something nice in the words in the book, and it's a great gift to give. And don't forget a nice bottle of wine, some goodies. You've got to have our chocolates at Christmas, right? Or a Quality Street and After Eights and a few other things that are out there. It's a good time. Mutton folks, we need joy. We need joy. We need joy. So don't wait for other people to set the table of joy. Bring the joy to the table. Okay? And so, as I said, next week I'll bring you all the book ideas. And for this week, I just want to remind you, be present. Look for the joy within you. Don't get so easily frustrated or angry. Have a great deal of patience and understand where we're at as a human race right now. We are in transition. We're in transition to becoming better human beings, being kinder to ourselves and to the planet and to each other. And during this transition, there's going to be a lot of frustration. We can get through this. You know we can. You know you can. And it's all about us as the individual in our own beautiful, loving strength, bringing it to our collective table and sharing it with everyone else. So until next week, folks, remember, be kind to self, to everyone else, and step into a little joy.
We hope that you enjoyed the show. Find all of our shows on selfdiscoverymedia.com under podcasts or selfdiscoverymedia/shows. And for all our current shows, go to What's New. We are supported by you, the audience. You'll see a nice big shiny blue button for one-time donations or follow us on Patreon, and you will be able to support us there. We enjoy bringing you such wisdom. And the next show will be up in just a moment.